Following the theft and vandalism of a number of plaques in St John, including the Cenotaph, the city's war memorial honouring Canadian troops, the City Council this week discussed the financial impact of replacement of the plaques. A number of plaques were removed from various locations, including King Square and the Harbour Passage, over recent weeks. Not all of the plaques are owned by the city, and work has been done to ascertain the owners of those stolen plaques that are not under city ownership, and decisions are yet to be made regarding the materials to be used for the replacement plaques. Councillor David Merrithew introduced a motion at the meeting on Monday, August 17th, after which Mayor Donna Reardon invited councillors to comment. Chief Administrative Officer, CAO, Ian Fogan, then addressed the council on the progress of the work.
That the CAO directs staff to investigate the condition of the city monuments and the cenotaph and the King Square, including damage and missing plaques, and report back to council with an estimated budget required to restore and remediate those assets.
Councillor Sullivan, over to you.
Perhaps start to look at, when the Public Safety Committee gets going, to look at protection of those assets moving into the future as well.
Exactly, thank you. Deputy, over to you.
Thank you, Your Worship. I'm just wondering if we can get an update now as to where we're at with that, because I understood that they were previously working on it.
Yeah, work's being has been done. Some work has been done on it, and I guess it won't change the outcome. Do you want to give us an update?
Through Your Worship, to the council on the question. Yeah, no, the work is underway, and currently working with the St. John Police Force to determine some plaques have been recovered. So we're working with them to determine who's the owner. The City of St. John is not the owner of all the monuments there, but also looking at options as further for replacement, whether replace again with the expensive brass or different material.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Savoy, sure.
I know you're already working it, but I know we have our Remembrance Day ceremonies at Harbour Station, but there is a bit of a ceremony post. And I know there were several folks in the community that sort of had expressed a desire to see those. Do you have an estimate? What's the likelihood? I know there's work to be done and scheduling.
And who's responsible for the cenotaph, or do you know yet?
Through Your Worship, no, I don't have those details. There were many police reports, and so they're trying to piece it all together from the evidence as to what relates to which one. They've been working with our staff, as far as our records, is from our community arts bank as well, to identify which plaques belong to which ones and who the owners were and when they were installed, was permission given by council, who paid for them. All that work is underway.
At a previous Common Council meeting on Monday, July 27th, Growth and Human Services Commissioner and Acting CAO at the meeting, Amy Poffenroth, provided an earlier update, noting that the city is monitoring statues and plaques to see if any more damage occurs.
Yeah, so I can just advise Council that staff is aware of the damage, particularly at King Square. There are some other locations where there's been damage to monuments, statues, and plaques. So we have inventoried the damage at any and all locations, and we're exploring solutions for restoration and the costs associated with that restoration. And additionally, we are actively monitoring various locations at parks and city locations to regularly monitor the condition of our statues and plaques and things for any further damage. So we are looking into it. And we can get you some more information once we've completed our work.
The audio was taken from the recording of the meeting on the City of St. John YouTube channel. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.